careful, she said. The ground is slippery from the heavy dew. Dender had seen a number of odd sights in his years on interstellar assignments. To the best of his memory, however, he had never seen a droid sitting alone in a cantina. Lemeth, the Duros amphibian specialist, was seated in a far corner nursing a mug of Fromish ale. Two clone sergeants sat at the bar, and at one of the nearer tables was the new protocol droid, I-5. "There's something you don't see every day," Den thought. On impulse, he pulled up a chair, sat down across from I-5, and raised a by now well-practiced finger to the cantina's tender. "We don't see too many droids in here."
"At these prices, I'm not surprised."
Den's eyebrows went up. This was something unusual. A droid with a sense of humor. The tender brought the reporter his drink, Jorian whiskey. Den sipped it, watching I-5 with interest.
"I heard you were helping Padawan Ophi earlier in the OT."
"True. It was quite an experience."
Den took another sip.
"If you don't mind my saying, you seem rather unusual for a droid. How did you come to be assigned here?"
"I am cast upon the winds of space and time, like a planetesimal spun eternally between suns."
Now Den was shocked.
"Kai Konik, Beach of Stars. You have an impressive knowledge of literature for a droid."
"Not really. My memory banks are programmed with more than 200,000 novels, holoplays, poems, and..."
"I wasn't talking about memory," Den said. "I've never met any kind of droid yet who could use the material metaphorically, which is what you were doing."
Silence for another moment. Then the droid emitted something that sounded remarkably like a human sigh.
"Oh, at times I wish I were a carbon-based being. The concept of intoxication is attractive."
"It has its advantages," Den agreed as he took another drink. "You going to tell me why you're in here?"
Again, I-5 seemed disinclined to speak at first.
"Nostalgia. I used to spend a fair amount of time in establishments much like this one. Places like the Green Glowstone Tavern and the Dewback Inn in the Zykri sector on..."
"Coruscant," Den finished.
"I know them both well. I'm surprised your master got away with bringing you in with him."
"Lorne Pavan wasn't my master. He was my friend."
"Your friend?"
"We were business associates. We traded underworld information, ran some back numbers, brokered the occasional minor government intel, that sort of thing."
"Colorful," Den commented. "Well, you're a long way from the big city now, as I'm sure you've noticed. Why are..."
He broke off, noticing I-5's sudden shifting of attention from him to a group of surgeons who had just entered. Among them was Zan Yant, who carried his katara. The droid, however, seemed a bit nervous.
"I'd swear he somehow shows expressions with that metal mug of his," Den thought.
The concept was surprising, but no more so than the idea of a droid having the emotions necessary to produce those expressions. Den's second drink was set down before him, and he lifted it thoughtfully.
"So, what motivated you to pack up and leave such a rewarding existence?"
"I have no idea. Lorne and I were being pursued by..."
He seemed to be choosing his words carefully.
"An assassin."
"A Zabrak," Den said casually.
He watched the droid's face carefully this time. His photoreceptors didn't get bigger, but they did get brighter, which somehow conveyed surprise just as well.
"Do I rummage around in your databanks without permission?"
"Sorry, reporter's instincts. It was obvious that something bothered you about seeing Yant come in, and since I'm assuming you're not a music hater..."
"Congratulations. The assassin was an Iridonian Zabrak."
"Ah, I see. Yant's from Tallis, if that makes any difference."
I-5 didn't reply to that.
"This assassin stole an item of value from us and fled Coruscant into orbit. Lorne and I were about to go after him, and then, the next thing I knew, I was serving on a spice smuggling freighter.
Huh. Any theories?
I think Lorne deactivated me to keep me out of danger. You see, by then this had turned into something very personal for him. Someone he cared for greatly had sacrificed herself to save us, and...
Sounds like a great story, Den said. Wish I'd been around to write it up.
Trust me, you don't. This assassin was...
I-5 hesitated, then shook his head. Another disturbingly human action.
Black Sun?
Worse. Far worse. Besides, what's a story without an ending?
Every story has an ending.
This one doesn't. Not for me. I don't know what happened to Lorne. I suspect he's dead, but there's no way to know for certain. I've tried to find out, but this all took place more than a decade ago, and routes of inquiry are limited for droids, even droids that know how to hack past pyro walls and other computer defenses. The entire thing seems to have been completely hushed up at an extremely high level.
Now you're getting me interested, Den said. Nothing like a good conspiracy story. Although they tend to go over better when there's not a war on. I'll see what I can dig up.
Dig too deep on this, and you may be the one who gets buried. I have no idea how I escaped being mind-wiped. All I know is one minute I was at the spaceport on Coruscant. The next, I'm helping feed people's glitter stim habits across the core systems. According to my interior chrono, I was deactivated for about 12 standard weeks. I was part of some kind of barter arrangement. I was on the Kessel Run for 6 years. Then the smugglers' ships were raided by a local system's solar patrol. I was confiscated and auctioned to a merchant captain, why I'm not certain. There are still large gaps in my databanks I can't account for. Several years' worth, in fact.
He paused.
I really do wish I could get drunk.